Yeah, we're still negotiating, technically. Nothing signed yet, but very positive expectations. We're just into the finer bits of the last couple of paragraphs.
So the principles are there, it's just the dotting the I's and crossing the T's, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Martin is talking about his thoughts for next season throughout the club. He would be responsible for the youth and the community as well. And but on a, you know, you've got to get it right for them on a personal level, just to give them some security.
How do you assess the job they've done?
I think they've been absolutely excellent. They walked into a situation of a relegated club down in the dumps, and we'd halved the budget from last year's, and they set sail and pulled a squad together that, strangely, if anything, has given us more expectation than perhaps we warranted financially. And as we all know, they've been sort of knocked a bit with the lengthy injuries to some key players. And yet even now, you know, we're in a season where nobody seems to want to win this league. And we're not that far adrift. And we're even now kicking ourselves for two home draws recently that might have given us 6 points. So still a lot to play for.
The playoffs are still on, really. As you say, nobody seems to want to run away with this.
No, absolutely. I mean, it is, you know, a bit mathematical. Ifs and buts, but we are where we are, and we've got whatever it is, 21 matches left, and they're going to come all of a flurry, which obviously has its downsides. But if somebody said to us, we've had our injuries now for the season, and your squad's going to be there or thereabouts to run in, you know, we still think we've got people capable of winning matches for us.
Among the highlights of the season, obviously, was the FA Cup run. I suppose many casual followers of football in Herefordshire will think, oh, well, that's some Hereford's financial situation sorted out there. You know, they also had a good run and made around about £170,000. I'm assuming that's probably not the case.
No, it's not, actually. And I'd have to take people back to prior to the run, where we started to get into difficulties with the tax man and the VAT, etc., which was well documented. the Cup run has got us out of jail with that. And if I can paint the picture and say that it effectively has squared the situation up until Christmas, but the whole season on 1,800 gates is still where we were flagging up before. We were going to lose money at that sort of level of crowds. Loss of fixtures doesn't help at all. And, you know, I we are effectively back to square one. From the January to May time period, we are where we said we were going to be all season. The Cup run has put us straight prior to Christmas, but not for the whole season.